The only reason sailfishes weren't at the Battle of Trafalgar is because they hadn't been invented yet. If only they had, victory would surely have been sealed sooner by the French. Now everyone's heard of the stirring exploits of the Dunkirk little ships, which plucked our forces from the beaches of Normandy, but the Dundee little ships barely rate a footnote in the annals of plucky underdog heroism. Okay, so there were navigational issues, but at least the sailfishes were ready, willing, and willing. We may have been in the wrong place, but that's not the point. How many Sunseekers answered the call? I rest my case. The fact is, the noble Sailfish 18 has been cruelly sidelined by the hand of history. Part of that reason is that history is written by winners. Sailfishes also missed out at the Battle of Jutland, but by way of compensation, the Sailfish Hysterical Reenactment Society, known as the Twisted Lot, as opposed to the Sealed Knot, who are a different bunch altogether, recreate a Battle of Rutland each year. Known euphemistically as a rally, this colourful historical pageant involves a mass invasion of the landlocked Rutland Water Reservoir by as many as several sailfishes. There's jousting on the slipway, followed by a spot of light skirmishing on the water, then a break for tea and sponge finger dunking. And don't you just hate it when the end falls off? Activities resume later in the afternoon with a full-on naval engagement against all the resident boats, traditionally instigated by self-confessed sailfish legend Battling Bobcat Bob. And that's followed by a nuclear-scale sailfish civil war, and I don't know why they call it civil, once again initiated by Battling Bobcat Bob. This is followed by tea and silence, and a hasty retreat under cover of darkness. Your sailing club probably stages similar events. But recreating history is one thing. What I craved is to be part of it, and that's why I'm most humbly proud to offer the services of Marlin, my sailfish, and myself to Queen and Country. Yes, I applied to take part in the Thames Diamond Jubilee pageant. The application process was quite exhaustive, but what surprised me was how many of the selection criteria we actually met. For example, not being longer than 40 metres, and not being wider than 10 metres, or with a draft of more than 2 metres. And with the mast down, Marlin would also easily come in under the air draft limit of 5.5 metres. So far, so good. And then there were a few grey areas, like being able to motor, and I quote, at a steady speed of 4 knots through water. Yes, it really did say through water, and the through water bit was the tricky bit. On the road, sailfishes are capable of quite decent speeds, and have even, on occasion, been known to overtake the cars towing them. Note to self, check wheel bearings this year. On water, though, it's a different matter. 4 knots is a big ask, whether under sail or motor. I hedged my bets and applied for both the pageant and the static avenue of sail, featuring boats of surpassing beauty and history. What my Marlin lacked in these departments, I reckon she made up for in pluckiness. And what with there being places for 1,000 boats, I figured we were in with a chance, but there was no room for complacency. I took great care with my supporting statement, outlining how the Sailfish 18, and my one specifically, was a symbol of the democratisation of sailing that has taken place under Her Majesty's reign. For thanks to the discovery of fibreglass by Sir Francis Drake, the sport of kings has become an everyman pastime that any oik can do. I hope I presented this as a good thing, a social revolution, a sea change that has created a new Elizabethan golden age of mass seafaring and going aground. I found I got quite lyrical about it all. But there was more. The pageant application required to know how I would decorate and animate my boat. I explained that we would be dressed overall. This is not as opposed to being undressed overall, which would clearly be inappropriate for the occasion. Neither does it mean dressed in overalls, which amounts to formal evening wear for most East Coast smack folk. No, dressed overall is a nautical term, meaning covering your boat in patriotic petrol station bunting to make it look like a dodgy this month's special on a used car lot. And in this department, the sailfish has a head start. For a final flourish, I also explained that skipper and crew would be attired in Nelson-era naval uniforms. A nice touch, I thought. And as for animation, well, I'm leaving that to Bart. He is an animal, after all. Although I've a feeling he's planning to come as Nelson's patch. All in all, I reckon I'd made a pretty compelling argument. But the Queen said no. And when I inquired of my pageant insider which specific bits of my application let me down, he said, all of them, Dave. But I am nothing daunted. Next year will be the 40th anniversary of the Sailfish, and plans are well in hand for our Ruby Jubilee pageant, which might just be royal. You see, Princess Anne once owned a three-wheeler Reliant Robin Super Saloon. Yes, this really is true. And that is, in effect, a kind of landfish, so to speak. So she's virtually one of us. It's what's called a connect. And all I can say at this stage is, Mom, that if you were to apply, we would look upon your application favourably.